Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4. Amrish Maharaj, offended by Duravasa Muni, text number 48. Priyaktishtam Vritya Raksham Purushena Mahatmana Du Dadaha Krityam Tam Chakram Krudaham Krudahim Iva Pavakaha. Praktishtam, as previously arranged. Vritya Rakshayam, for the protection of his servants. Purushena, by the Supreme Person. Mahatmana, by the Supersoul. Dadaha, burnt to ashes. Krityam, that created demon. Tam, him. Chakram, the disc. Kruda, angry. Him, a serpent. Eva, like. Pavaka, fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As fire in the forest immediately burns to ashes an angry snake, so by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His disc, the Sudarsan Chakra, immediately burned to ashes the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. Purport. As a pure devotee, Maharaj Amrisha, although in such danger, did not move an inch from his position, nor did he request the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give him protection. He was fixed in understanding, and it was certain that he was simply thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the core of his heart. A devotee is never fearful of his death, for he meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead always, not for any material profit, but as his duty. The Lord, however, knows how to protect his devotee, as indicated by the words Prakdishtam. The Lord knew everything. Therefore, before anything happened, he had already arranged for his chakra to protect Maharaj Amrisha. This protection is offered to a devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Bhagavad Gita 9:31. If one simply begins devotional service, he is immediately protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mukshishyami. Protection begins immediately. The Lord is so kind and merciful that He gives the devotee proper guidance and all protection. Thus the devotee very peacefully makes solid progress in Krishna consciousness without outward disturbances. A serpent may be very angry and ready to bite, but the furious serpent is helpless when faced by a blazing fire in the forest. Although an enemy of a devotee may be very strong, he is compared to an angry serpent before the fire of devotional service. So the text again. As fire in the forest immediately burns to ashes an angry snake, so by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His disc, the Sudarsan Chakra, immediately burned to ashes the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. Rakshishi Svatsiti Vishvaso Gopurve Varanam Tata. One of the stages of Sharanagati is to believe that the Lord will always protect one. But before one comes to that platform, There is anukulyasya sankalpe. One has to accept things which are favorable for devotional service. And anukulyena sankalpe pratikulyasya. Pratikulya means the things that we're not supposed to be doing, we have to give those things up. So the Lord, He wants to protect everyone. He wants everyone to become His devotee, and He wants to protect everyone. The problem is, we don't always want His protection. Well, first of all, we have to believe that Krishna can give His protection. And that belief can't be just some kind of theory. Oh, I heard that Krishna gives you protection. Sometimes we hear nice stories. Someone's on the street, they get attacked, and Krishna comes and sends someone to protect them. And they're nice, but then when we get attacked, we may not necessarily cry out for Krishna, or even rely upon Krishna, or even use the intelligence, as it says here, Dadami Buddhiyogam Tam. Krishna may say, run, and we say, no, no way. I'm going to defend my false ego here. I'd rather die than have my false ego hurt. And Krishna says, run. No, forget it, Krishna. It's me against him. If you want to help out, come on. So, it's Krishna may give us intelligence what to do, and we may reject that intelligence. Krishna may be ready to help us, but we may not be willing to have Krishna help us. We may not be interested in Krishna helping us. And then what can Krishna do? Just like we see in the pastimes, that the demigods, they believe in Krishna's protection. And therefore, as it says in the Nectar of Devotion, sometimes they go on with their sporting activities even when the demons are attacking. Because they think Krishna's going to come and help us anyhow. Why make the effort? They actually have faith in Krishna, but it's not just based upon what they read in the Bhagavatam yesterday. Oh yeah, Krishna comes and helps. It's by their practical experience. In the past, they surrendered to Krishna. They came to the platform of relying upon Krishna, and Krishna is reliable. Not that they were praying to Krishna, please come and help. And Krishna says, well, I'm a little tired today, sorry. You know, it's Chaturmasya, let me rest, I'll help you in a couple of months. No, Krishna is actually reliable. And when one experiences that, then faith grows. Then one will, to the point of Amrish Maharaj, because it wasn't that suddenly he saw a fiery demon coming towards him, and he think, well, it's a good time to start thinking about Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. No, he was always thinking about Krishna. Whether there was a fiery demon coming towards him or not, he was thinking about Krishna. And therefore, he continued to think about Krishna. Because he had experience, realization, that everything was under Krishna's control. And we may have that to some extent, and therefore Krishna will help us to some extent. But we can't expect that Krishna is going to help us even when we don't want him to help us. No, we actually have, or we don't believe you can. Krishna, I dare you. I don't really believe you exist, but come and help me if you dare. Not a good time. Nor should we challenge Krishna. No, we actually take shelter of Krishna in our normal everyday activities, like chanting our rounds. Now, it's not the only time the demons come and attack us is on the street, or we wind up at the end of Kali Yuga. We see all these little people, hungry people. We think, oh, the demons are attacking us. They're attacking us all the time. When aren't the demons attacking us? When is our ghostly, haunted, demoniac mind not attacking us? Just chant Hare Krishna and try and pay attention and see how the closest demon we have, to which is attacking us, is our very minds. That's as Prahlad Maharaj said, there's no enemy except for the uncontrolled mind. So how much we rely upon Krishna even to take care of our minds? How much are we chanting and just listening and let Krishna take care of the mind? Do we even believe Krishna can even take care of our mind? No, my mind is thinking about this. I got to get into it. It's too important to let go. You know, I got to kill that person, or I can't kill him. I got to get revenge. I'll never feel good until finally I get my revenge. So, and Krishna's going, why don't we just pay attention to the holy name? You're not this body. They're not their body. I'm in control of everything. You deserved what you got. No, come on, Krishna. I'm a devotee. How can I deserve such things? I got to defend my devotional honor. So Maya will try to trick the practitioner. Yoga is chalati manasa in so many different ways. And when we're not tricked, then Krishna can help us. Then we can actually rely upon Krishna. That's what Krishna keeps on saying in Bhagavad Gita. Chaitasya sarva karmani maya sanyasya matparaha buddhiyogam upashitya machikasitam bhava. And all activities depend upon me. And especially, at least, if we can't, during the day, we're in a fog, we're just forgetfulness, you know, we're just kind of like following our senses, mind around, and, all right, I'll have my sadhana tomorrow, I'll get back to it next week, you know, I need a little vacation. No, we have to, in all activities, if we can improve our habits, if we can actually, during the day, the normal thing that we do, we just give it up and we add Krishna there instead. Although it was such a nice thing I was doing. I was so happy doing it for my last 55 lifetimes. I've always done it. It's part of me. If we can give it up and put Krishna there, even when it's difficult, more difficult it is, then the more Krishna will help us if we try to rely upon him. The more we're forced to make a decision with our determination and intelligence to take shelter of Krishna, and so Krishna can help us more. When it's easy, oh yeah, it's time for prasadam, I don't know what to do, should I go and eat? Okay, I'll go and eat. Not a difficult, I'm hungry anyhow, why not? Not a difficult choice, Krishna will help us, but not to the extent when we know I want to do something and it's not exactly completely in Krishna consciousness, it's still for my benefit. I still don't want to do what I know Krishna really wants me to do. And I certainly am not going to do this thing to please Krishna. But let me correct my mentality. Let me accept that everything here is meant to please Krishna. Let me find out what Krishna wants me to do. In spite of my mind telling me the exact opposite, let me do it anyhow, out of duty. And then see if Krishna doesn't reciprocate. Krishna didn't reciprocate, I surrendered. What's wrong with you? We were asleep. Wake up, Krishna. No, that's not. It's another part of our mentality. All right, I'll do it to please Krishna. We'll rely upon Krishna, see what happens. So we should make, that's faith. That's actually faith. I want to do something, I know I shouldn't do it. I want to do it in a way I know I shouldn't do it. So many different varieties of the same thing. But I'm going to do it anyhow, the right way, with the right consciousness, to please Krishna, to please his devotees. Even that's more hard. Krishna does, to please Krishna is easy, because Krishna never did anything for me, and I never did anything for him. I don't even know if he exists. I could might as well do it to please Krishna, because I have nothing against him, and he probably has nothing against me. But these devotees, my God. This is too much. Come on. You know, that kind of surrender, oh my God, I got to swallow that. I'm going to, they're going to step all over me. They're going to see I'm an easy target now. They're going to have me wash the dishes all day long because I'm an easy target. I got to put up for my rights, my honor, my sense of prestige. My self-esteem. They're attacking my self-esteem. They're going to drag me to the lowest and crush me. And then smile as I go down. I must defend myself, defend my honor, defend Krishna ultimately. Krishna doesn't want to see his devotees suffer, but these so-called devotees want to see me suffer. So I'm never going to let that happen. So that's the strongest thing. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted us to cooperate. We can love each other. At least we should try to cooperate. And if we can't cooperate, at least we shouldn't purposely go out and try to attack people. Yeah, you attacked me, I felt bad. I'm going to make sure next week you're going to feel really bad. That's completely material. I'm going to feel good when you feel bad. The highest ecstasy I get this week is when I see you cry. Ah, so good. I feel so good. No, it's completely mundane. Therefore, at least that much we should see. What's the difference between relying upon Krishna and what's completely mundane consciousness? And what's the different degrees of it? And try to do the best we can. At every moment, it's an opportunity to try to take shelter of good instructions, and then the hardest thing is to actually apply them, especially in relationships. Easy to come and see Krishna, because he's always smiling whatever I do. He seems to smile. Hardly ever see him frown. But the devotees, they seem to react for some reason. And not only that, but they react exactly in the wrong way. They actually get disturbed, angry, they say the wrong things, they don't do the right things, simply on the slightest thing that I do. And I know what I'm doing is always right, but they don't understand, because they don't understand. Krishna's not giving them any intelligence. So one has to see that actually our business is, first of all, please the acharya, get the intelligence by pleasing our disciples' succession, and then see what they want us to do. Like one time, there was one devotee in Calcutta, Tejas Prabhu, who's the president of Delhi, actually, the president of the Delhi temple. And he learned, as we did, most of us learned at the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement, that if you're the treasurer, you get money in, but you don't give money out. That's an ideal treasurer. He brings money into the treasury, but he doesn't pay anything out. So Tejas Prabhu took that very seriously. He was the temple president. Money was not so prevalent back then. It was quite austere. We didn't have the same reputation as the Hare Krishna movement that the Indians always wanted to give to for their prestige, whatever else. So money was rather scarce, and so Tejas didn't provide very much comfort to the devotees in the temple. So when Prabhupada came to Delhi, as he often did, all the devotees went and complained against Tejas. He doesn't give us what we need. So Tejas went to Prabhupada, or Prabhupada called for Tejas Prabhu, and said, all the devotees are claiming that are protesting that you're not giving them what they actually require or what they need. And so Tejas said, well, I'm only following your orders, Prabhupada. I'm only following your instructions. So Prabhupada said, you think my orders would make the devotees miserable? You think that's my orders? Someone has to use a little common sense. That one should actually become a little concerned that now my intelligence is telling me if I make this devotee suffer, it's for their own benefit. They'll make a lot of advancement. I may go to hell, but I'm so kind that I'm helping them advance. No, the aim of the Hare Krishna movement is not to make people miserable for their advancement. Let them take shelter of Krishna. Let them suffer. That way they'll take shelter of Krishna seriously. We don't have to assist Maya. We're supposed to assist Krishna, not Maya. Maya will make sure everyone suffers appropriately. But we're supposed to help make people happy in Krishna consciousness. Under any circumstance. So that requires some intelligence. And Krishna will give us that intelligence if that's what we want. But in order to get that intelligence, we have to do something where we're actually asking Krishna. We're thinking about Krishna for that intelligence. We're asking Krishna at least that I should remain in Krishna consciousness in any circumstance and not rely, I should rely upon you. That's the highest state of consciousness, being undisturbed in any circumstance, because we're not living in the material world, we're living in the spiritual world. But right now, most of us are in the material world, and sometimes we get a little visit to the spiritual world when we're on vacation. But most of the time, we have our 2 feet solidly on this earth in Slovenia. Therefore, we need Krishna's intelligence. We need Krishna to remind us of what we heard from our authorities, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. We need Krishna's help to hear that knowledge, assimilate it, give us some perspective on it, and then help us give us the spiritual strength to apply it. Because we may think, all right, now I'm going to be a nice devotee. I'm not going to, you know, next time I see this devotee, I'm not going to spit them within my mind because I'm so kind. But we also need the strength coming from Krishna. Not that, see, look at me. I become so purified I didn't spit in my mind at this devotee. I can't believe how pure I am. Everyone should now worship me. We should also understand that we need Krishna to give us the strength even to do something right. Because without his spiritual strength and encouragement, then we'll keep on spitting at all the people we don't like. Because material nature will empower us to do it. So in all activities and for the results, depend upon me. Work always under my protection. So we should have that sense that it's not that I'm doing something, I'm so powerful, I'm so good, I've learned so much, I've got it all down, now I know exactly what to do. But that feeling of protection, we have to have that feeling, meek and humble, that I really need Krishna to help me all the time. And as soon as I don't have that feeling, then I'm in trouble. I'm actually in trouble. No matter how much people are praising me for what I'm doing, you're so great. And I'm going, yes, yes, yes. You're my shelter. Yes, of course. Yes. And when we take shelter of the material nature, we're not going to be able to give anyone else any shelter either. We'll need shelter. And Maya will come to help us, remind us that she's not a very good shelter. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. We have a microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. You said about not making devotees miserable and serving the devotees. So sometimes the devotees want to go to play football. So where's the threshold between serving the devotees and not, you know?
Well, we should serve the devotees in Krishna consciousness. Not that, sir, as one devotee told me, he said when this other senior devotee came, he said he wanted to go to the movies, so in order to make him happy, I went to the movies with him. He wanted to go get into Maya, and to make him happy, I fell in Maya with him. Not a very good idea. Now, playing football, I don't know, you know. It's kind of it's not the worst thing you can do. We said, let's go to the bar together. We need a little relaxation. It was a hard marathon. That's not a very good idea. Playing football is not a good idea either, but it's not the worst idea. Better to play football than, you know, go out and do something else. Anything else? Anything from the internet? Prabhupada said the two Vaishnava sports are swimming and wrestling. Most of us are too weak to wrestle, so. Probably break her arm. Swimming is probably a good alternative. Swimming. Cool you down. No questions, okay. Hvala, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.